Hearts, thank you so much for talking to Euron today before your gig in Nottingham. Now, you've been touring for the whole of May. How is it going so far?
Good. We're like halfway through, which is kind of a relief, but kind of sad at the same time. We're quite drained, but it's good.
And have you had any embarrassing moments so far?
Apart from getting pretty smashed and then not knowing what embarrassing moments were the night before, yeah. I think we've been all right.
So how did you get started and why you called the Hearts?
The three of us have always been in and out of bands since we were like really young. Me and Jamie were in school together. So this formed a year ago, just kind of through the bands folding, really, and we all had the same love for the same kind of music and wanted to do this. And the name The Hearts, it just sounds great, and it's you know, we believe in our music, I guess.
So you were friends first. So how does it sort of work with being bandmates now? Do you get into arguments, or are you kind of used to it now?
Yeah, they're good arguments though. They win, you know. I think it's when you're lads anyway, you kind of kiss and make up. You don't kiss, but you kiss. you make up pretty quick. So yeah, we're all into the same things. So we kind of nothing clashes. It works. Up until this point, it's working.
And I have to ask you, just being from a university radio, did you go to university or was it straight onto music?
I had a go for like 6 months and I dropped out. I was doing journalism actually, which is why I asked if you did. But it wasn't for me at all. It's one of those things when you pick up a guitar, it's all you want to do, I guess.
And so who inspired you to just sort of drop out or at least just pursue music?
Each other, but I think our parents... We're quite lucky, like our parents are really supportive, so when I decided to make that decision, I was like, I don't want to do it. My parents were like, cool.
Your music is absolutely epic. I was playing it today, sort of full blast in my room. I think nobody really liked it, sort of, when they were revising, but obviously enjoying the music. yeah, that was a very big save. I might need a publicist. What artists inspire you, and what's your favourite song to perform live?
We have always liked big heritage British bands like The Who and The Jam, but more recently like The Killers, New Order, Joy Division. Favourite song live? Yeah, so yeah, we'll go for Lips.
Congratulations for being BBC introducing artist, that's really cool, and I bet it's really good if you're starting out, you get that exposure. How has it changed, you know, as a band going around with that new sort of fame, so to speak?
It's good, like a lot of people have been mentioning it, which is nice. You kind of mainly notice it on the social media aspect. It's like, I think no one will deny how important that is for a band to kind of on the social media platform to really engage with your audience. So when you've got like BBC tweeting about you, it starts to kind of blow up, I guess. So it's great, and yeah, we'll ride that wave, and we're doing the big weekend as well, which would be a good thing to kind of finish off the tour.
So what have you got planned for that? Is it sort of an epic sort of stage, or is it just sort of quite low key?
Well, I think it's one of those things where it's fantastic to be on it, but I don't think we're going to have much say in kind of like changeovers and stuff. It'll case of which works well for us. We kind of work well in those situations where you just got to plug in and get on with it. We're good at that.
And are you looking forward to seeing anyone now that you can go to big weekend?
Dog,
Snoop Dogg.
I've seen the Slaves boys as well. They seem to be like really kicking off and lots of energy in their performance. I really look forward to seeing them.
What is your writing process like? Do you write together or is it just one person?
We write together. It goes back to us being, you know, being really good friends and knowing what we want from this band. So yeah, that's what we do. We try and keep it simple. We've always been big believers of just the pop writing element of just writing a big song, you know, not pop as in like Taylor Swift. No, she's pretty good. But yeah, it's a simple concept. You know, if we end up writing a song that's just on an acoustic guitar, then we'll come together and start building it up into a full band. But yeah, it's fun. We took some time out to write as much as we could before we went on the road, but now it's good to just kind of concentrate on some live stuff at the moment. So
what are your plans for the future after May, really?
We want to be out on the road now as much as we can. This is the start of it. We'll do the big weekend. There'll be another single or two before we head in to start recording an album, but that's our main priority, is just gigging around the country as much as we can and just building the audience.
What about Europe or America? Are you thinking about going overseas yet?
Hoping, yeah, I think so.
A lot of it from all over the world, so it's, you know, we want to get anywhere we can play, we want to make a move and get there. You know?
Cool, fantastic. And finally, has to be radio, has to be a little bit weird. Do you have any radio-friendly talents? So basically anything that's sort of sound, can you do an accent or... I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, do a chewback. I got it.
I like that. Yeah. That's good. Any others?
That's it.
You're talented enough. You don't need to rely on the party show. Thank you so much for talking to Euron, and good luck for the performance tonight.
Thank you.
This is URN.